好像好久没有见了。
Seems like we haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah, 很高兴再次能够回到弟兄姐妹当中。
Very happy to be among brothers and sisters again.
能够一起来敬拜神。
To worship God together.
是很美好的事情。
And it is a good thing.
我这次能够到德州去，也是一件很美好的事情。
This time we were able to travel to Texas, and it is a beautiful thing.
我们大概将近离开德州有，如果八月的话，已经三年了。
We have been away from Texas for come August will be 3 years.
那么有时候回到德州那边去，好像回到自己的家一样。
When I get back to Texas, it's almost like going back home.
因为我在德州那边前后都有大概十年的时间。
Because I've been in Texas for almost 10 years.
所以也认识不少的朋友。
And so I have quite a few friends there.
所以这次我们去德州也见了不少的朋友。
And this time as we visit Texas, we were able to see quite a few friends.
每次见他们的时候，他们都请我们吃饭。
Every time we see each other, they take us out to eat.
所以真的吃得很怕。
So I was kind of tired of eating.
但是我的体重还没有，还是不会增加。
But I didn't gain any weight.
这个是福气啊。
This is a blessing.
那么这么多朋友当中，我见了我一位很要好的朋友。
Among all the friends we've seen, I've seen one of my best friends.
那么他是从我中学的时候，初中的时候就同班了。
We were friends as we were in middle school.
那么一直到我高中。
Till high school.
然后进大学的时候也同一间大学。
And we also attended the same university.
但是这位朋友没有信主。
But this friend is not a believer.
是我的好朋友。
He's a good friend of mine.
我一直都很想向他传福音。
I want to share the gospel with him.
在中学的时候，当我信主以后。
After I believe in Christ in high school.
特别是大学的时候，我一直都以为他祷告。
Especially as I enter into college, I pray for him constantly.
但是我知道他的心里面有一个抗拒的心。
But I know that he has resistance in his heart.
所以我没有开口向他讲过福音。
So I've never shared the gospel with him.
但是我曾经给过他一些基督教的书本看。
But I've given him some Christian books to read.
但是我回头看的时候，我看到神听我的祷告。
But as I look back, I know that God has heard my prayers.
那么这次我们到德州的时候，跟他会面。
This time as we meet each other in Texas.
有机会谈到福音的事情。
We have the opportunity to talk about the gospel.
有机会谈到神的存在。
We have the opportunity to talk about the existence of God.
谈到神的创造。
About His creation.
他都很认同。
And he agreed with me.
我就感觉到他心里面知道神有一位创造天地万物的神。
Then I know that in his heart, he knows there is a God who created the heaven and the earth.
那么我也有机会跟他讲这本圣经的故事。
And I've also talked to him about the stories in the Bible.
我讲到这本圣经不是一本很普通的一本书。
I told him this Bible is not just any ordinary book.
这本圣经是一本很特别的书。
This Bible is a very special book.
由40多位作者所写的。
And it is written by over 40 authors.
在1500多年的时间写成这本书。
And it was written within 1500 years.
所以他也经历到这本圣经的奇妙。
So he can see the wonders of the Bible.
我心里面有感觉到他真的是比较靠近主。
I felt that he's getting closer to God.
所以今天我们要为他祷告。
So today I would ask that we pray for him.
因为我觉得这个是一个开始。
Because I felt that this is a beginning.
以后我就很自然的能够跟他讲圣经，讲福音。
And I can continue to talk about the gospel naturally.
也求主打开他的心。
And may God open his heart.
让耶稣基督进入他的心中。
So Jesus Christ can enter in.
那么同时我们也要为 Amy 的母亲祷告。
Let's also pray for Amy's mother.
Amy 的母亲非常虚弱。
Her mother is very weak.
他没有喂狗吃东西。She doesn't have appetite to eat. 所以身体体重一直在减低。
So her body weight is dropping.
所以我们为 Amy 的妈妈祷告。
So let's pray for her.
也为她的父亲祷告。
Let's also pray for her dad.
求神开把她的心门打开。
May God open his heart.
让主耶稣基督再次进入她的心中。
So that Jesus Christ can enter in.
让我们用一两分钟的时间安静在神的面前来为这两件事情祷告。
Let's pray for these two requests.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the authority of prayer.
让我们能够随时随地来到你面前向你恳求。
To enable us to come before you anytime, anywhere.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you.
因为祷告给我们力量。
Because prayer empowers.
祷告给我们平安。
And it gives us peace.
我们把今天所要祷告的这两件事情完全交在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up these two requests in your hands.
特别要为我这朋友祷告。
We especially want to pray for my friend.
求求你打开他的心门。
Please open his heart.
让他能够有一天接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
So that one day he will accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
也求主你建造机会让我能够把福音传给他。
And Lord, I just ask for opportunity for me to spread the gospel to him.
求主怜悯他。
Please have mercy on him.
天父，我们也要为 Amy 的母亲祷告。
Lord, we also pray for Amy's mother.
求主你坚固她的身体。
Please strengthen her physically.
赐给她平安。
Give her peace.
让她能够经历到主你的同在。
So that she can experience your peace.
同时我们也要为 Amy 的父亲祷告。
We also pray for Amy's father.
那么让他能够看到神的恩典在他们的家中。
To enable him to see grace that you have given them in their family.
求主你让他再次回到你的怀抱中。
Enable him to come back to your bosom one more.
天父，我们把这个家完全交在你的手中。
We lift up this whole family in your hands.
让你来带领他们。
Please lead them.
天父，我们谢谢你，今天我们能够来到你面前祷告。
Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come before you to pray.
求主听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 那么今天我的题目是神怜悯的作为。
The topic of today's preaching is the works.Of God's mercy.
那么经文是起自以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节。
The scripture is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7.
如果你有圣经的话，打开以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节。
Please open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 7.
以弗所书第二章第四节这么说。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他既丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace.Expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
摩神在旷野里面呼召摩西到埃及去领以色列人出来的时候，
When God called Moses in the wilderness to go to Egypt to lead his people out of Egypt，
那么神就对摩西说，
God told Moses，
他说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，
He said the misery of my people in Egypt，
我已经看见了，
I have indeed seen，
他们因受毒工的辖制所发出的声音我已经听到了，
I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers.
我原知道他们所受的痛苦。
And I am concerned about their suffering.
我下来就要到埃及去把他们拯救出来。
So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians.
领他们出离开那个地。
And to bring them out of that land.
到那美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
Into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、以利洗人、西莫人、耶布斯人之地。
The home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
And the Perizzites. 现在以色列人的哀声达到我的耳中。
And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me.
我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。
And I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them.
那么这段经文是记载在出埃及记第三章第七节到第九节。
The scripture was from Exodus chapter 3:7-9.
所以以色列人在埃及的处境，直到神差派摩西到那边去把他们领出来。
Because of the situations the Israelites were in, God was ready to take them out.
所以神这么做是因为神怜悯以色列人。
God wants to do it because He has mercy on them.
那么刚才我们读那段经文，就是以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节，讲到神的怜悯。
And the scripture that we read from Ephesians chapter 2 talk about God's mercy.
如果你记得的话，我上次在第二章第一节到第三节讲到一个没有信耶稣人的处境。
And if you remember when I speak about Ephesians chapter 2 from 1 to 3, we talk about the situation of a non-believer.
如果你记得清楚的话，我提到三点。
If you remember, there are three points.
第一点，一个没有信耶稣的人，从属灵的角度来看，他是一个死去的人。
First of all, a person who is a non-believer is a dead person from a spiritual point of view.
那么第二点，一个没有信耶稣的人，他在行事为人都是顺从这个今世的风俗。
Secondly, a non-believer in the way he works will always follow the ways of this world.
而且他顺从顺服这个空中的掌权者。
He also followed the rulers of the kingdom of the air.
而且他也放纵他肉体的私欲。
And he also lived according to his desire.
那么最后讲到一个没有信耶稣的人，圣经讲他是一个可怒之子。
And then thirdly, this person is also made the objects of wrath.
那么神的怒气已经降临到他的身上。
God's wrath has already descended upon him.
而且将来他必要面临神的审判。
And in the future, he will have to face God's judgment.
所以今天的经文讲到，因为我们以前那种处境。
The scripture today told us because of the situation we were in before.
直到神把我们从那个过犯当中拯救出来。
God saved us from that environment.
所以神这么主动这么做，是因为他怜悯我们。
God did it on his own is because he has mercy on us.
所以刚才我们读那几节经文讲到，特别是第四节、第五节。
The scripture that we have just read, especially verses 4 and 5.
他说：“然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。”
He says, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved."
所以你看到中文圣经第四节，他讲然而哦。
The first word in verse 4 it says but.
啊，其实英文圣经翻译的比较正确。But 就是但是。
The English translation is a little bit more appropriate.
所以我们应该把它翻译成就是把但是来代替这个然而。
So we should use but.
所以虽然我们以前的处境啊是一个绝望的处境。
So although we were in a desperate situation before,
本来是死在这个过犯当中。
We were dead in transgression.
并且要成为一个可怒之子。
And we have become the object of wrath.
但是圣经讲到神怜悯我们。
But the Bible tells us God has mercy on us.
神看到我们这样的处境，他怜悯我们。
He saw us and he has mercy on us.
所以什么是怜悯？
So what is mercy?
然后本来人犯罪了。
Man sin.
必须死在罪恶当中。
And is already dead in transgression.
而必须要面对神的审判。
The man must face God's judgment.
但是神没有让那些信耶稣的人得到罪带来的后果。
But God did not allow those who believed in him to suffer from the result of sin.
所以这个就是怜悯。
And this is mercy.
我曾经看过一些做父亲对孩子的怜悯。
I have seen the mercy that a father has to his child.
然后孩子犯了法，被捉到监牢里面去坐牢。
A child committed against the law, and so he was put in prison.
然后父亲就以一笔钱来保释他从出来。
So the father would pay a sum of money to get him out of jail.
然后父亲这样的做法就显示父亲对孩子的怜悯。
So by doing so, he's showing the mercy he has for the child.
所以神为什么要怜悯我们？
So why would God have mercy on us?
圣经说，因为他的大爱。
And the Bible said it is because of his great love.
就是以弗所书第二章第四节的后半段讲的。
And it is what was mentioned in verse 4.
一节很熟悉的经文就是约翰福音三章十六节讲到神爱世人。
A very familiar verse is John 3:16. God so loved the world.
主耶稣在路加福音第十五章讲到浪子的比喻。
Jesus used a parable in Luke chapter 15 talking about the prodigal son.
那么主耶稣说有一父亲有两个孩子。
He said there was a man who had two sons.
那个小儿子要父亲把他的产业分给他。
The younger one wanted his share of the estate.
然后父亲就把他的产业分了给他。
So he divided the property and gave it to them.
那么后来这个孩子就离开他的家到一个远方的地方去。
So this child left home and went to a faraway place.
然后在那里他就花天酒地。
And so he squandered his wealth.
然后把所有的钱都花光了。
And he has used up all his wealth.
那么刚好那个时候当地发生那个饥荒。
At that time there was famine in the land.
连吃的都没有。
There was nothing to eat.
那么他只好投靠一个人到田里面去放猪。
So he went and worked for this person to watch over the pigs.
所以在那个时候恨不得拿那些猪吃的东西来充饥。
He was so hungry that he wanted to eat what the pigs were eating.
但是也没有人给他东西吃。
But even then, nobody would give him the pots.
所以圣经讲到那时候他就醒悟过来。
So the Bible said at that time he realized.
于是他就回到他父亲那里去。
So he came to his senses and went back home.
然后当父亲看到他回来的时候就动了慈心。
So as the father saw him coming back, the father has mercy.
然后跑去抱住他的颈项，还与他亲嘴。
And so he ran up to him, hugged him, and kissed him.
父亲同时也预备了一个宴会来庆祝他的回来。
He also had a feast for him to celebrate his homecoming.
然后我们看到这位父亲动了慈心，因为他爱这个孩子。
So we see that this father has mercy on him because he has love for this child.
所以以弗所书第二章第四节讲到。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 it says,
但是神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
It says, but because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions.
那本来我们应该在最终 应当死在罪中的。
We ought to have died in transgression.
但是因为神的怜悯和他的爱。
But because of God's love and His mercy.
那么圣经讲，他使我们在基督里面活过来。
The Bible said He made us alive with Christ.
这就是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy.
那么请注意啊，这节经文的后半句。
Let's pay attention to the last part of this verse.
啊，就是第四节的后半句。
It is the last part of verse 4.
他说便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
He said he made us alive with Christ.
啊，有些英文圣经把这个词句翻译成，比如说 King James Version 就翻译成 quicken.
In the King James Version, they used the word quickened.
啊 ，quicken 的意思差不多可以说是 regeneration.
Or it can mean regeneration.
啊，或者是中文是重生的意思。
And in Chinese translation, it's more like born again.
那么在约翰福音第三章谈到一位法利赛人，他的名字叫做尼哥底母。
And in John chapter 3, talk about a man called Nicodemus.
那么有一个晚上，他来找耶稣。
One evening, he came and seek out Jesus.
啊，很奇妙，这个法利赛人晚上来找耶稣。
Very oddly, this Pharisees come to Jesus in the evening.
啊，晚上来找耶稣，可能有他的原因。
He come at night, maybe there's a reason.
啊，因为他不要给别人看到。
Because he doesn't want other people to see.
那么尼哥底母就问耶稣说。
So Nicodemus asked Jesus.
那么耶稣告诉他说，人若不重生，就不能见神的果。
Jesus told him, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
所以尼哥底母说，我这么老了，怎么能够重生？
But Nicodemus asked, how can a man be born again when he is old?
难道我要进去我母腹里面再生出来吗？
Do I have to enter into my mother's womb to be born again?
所以可见尼哥底母不明白耶稣基督所说的重生。
So obviously, Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus meant by born again.
什么是重生？
What is born again?
那么尼哥底母知道一个人从母腹生出来之后，
Nicodemus know that after a person was born,
那么他长大成人，然后生老病死。
He grow, and then he grow old, there is sickness, and there is old age.
然后就结束了一个人的生命。
He then will die and will close this chapter.
那么人到底怎么会重生呢？
Then how can a man be born again?
啊，在我还没有信耶稣的时候，我同样的像尼哥底母一样。
Before I became a believer, I was just like Nicodemus.
啊，我也不明白这个重生的道理。
I did not understand this teaching about born again.
但是圣经所讲的重生是指一个人得到一个新的生命。
The born again mentioned in the Bible is talking about a man receiving a new life.
所以旧的已经过去了，一切都是新的。
So the old has passed, everything has become new.
而且他的心已经被改变了。
And that his heart has been changed.
所以神把这个新生命赐给我们，是因为他怜悯我们。
So God gave us this new life is because He has mercy on us.
就好像他怜悯以色列人一样。
Just as He has mercy on the Israelites.
啊，把这个迦南地赐给他们。
To give them the land of Canaan.
一只很漂亮的蝴蝶哦，是来自一个很丑怪的一条毛虫。
A beautiful butterfly came from an ugly caterpillar.
那么这个毛虫还没有成为一个蝴蝶之前。它必须要经过一个过程。
So before the caterpillar can turn into a butterfly, he has to go through a process.
啊，这个过程英文叫 metamorphosis.
In English, it's metamorphosis.
啊，就是 transformation 的意思，就是改变的意思。
And it means transformation.
所以这只毛虫它就建造一个围墙这样。
So the caterpillar will build a shield.
然后成为一个蛹。
And it became a pupa.
啊，所以所有的改变都发生在这个蛹里面。
So all the changes takes place inside the pupa.
所以一个重生得救的人，就像好像这毛虫一样。
So a person who is born again is just like this caterpillar.
那么他的生命经过改变。
His life will go through transformation.
啊，旧的已经过去了。
The old has passed.
一切都是新的了。
Everything else is new.
所以当我们还死在过犯当中的时候。
So when we were still dead in transgression.
所以神叫我们在基督里面，基督里一同活过来。
God caused us to be alive with Christ.
使我们得到永生的生命。
To give us eternal life.
所以一个没有信耶稣的人。
So a person who is without Christ.
那么圣经讲他死在过犯当中。
The Bible said he is dead in transgressions.
所以我们知道，因为亚当跟夏娃犯了罪所带来的死亡。
We know death was brought forth because Adam and Eve sinned.
但是因为耶稣基督复活带来了生命。
But because of Jesus' resurrection, he brought forth new life.
所以耶稣基督的复活胜过了死亡。
Jesus' resurrection overcame death.
所以相信他的人都有重生的生命。
So anyone who believed in him will have eternal life.
所以一个人当他决志相信耶稣的时候，那个时刻他就有了永生的生命。
So when a person makes a decision to believe in Jesus Christ, at that moment, he receives eternal life.
啊，上个月齐一汉跟他的太太还有他的孩子决志相信耶稣基督。
Last month, Tony and his wife and his child decided to believe in Jesus.
那么之前从属灵的角度来看，他们是死在过犯当中。
From a spiritual point of view, they were dead in transgression.
但是今天从属灵的角度来看，他们是重生的人。
But from a spiritual point of view, today they are a born again. They are born again.
因为神的怜悯，使他能够跟耶稣基督一同活过来。
Because of God's mercy, it caused them to be alive with Christ.
所以旧的生命已经过去了。
So the old life has passed.
那么新的生命已经来到他们的家。
The new life has entered into their family.
所以每次当我们见证这个水礼的时候。
So as we witness the baptism every time,
所以当一个人受洗的时候，
as he was baptized,
当他被浸在水里的时候，
as he submerged into the water,
这个就象征他与耶稣基督一同埋葬。
It symbolized that he was buried with Christ.
然后当他从水上上来的时候，
and as he ascend, come up from the water,
象征他与基督一同复活。
And it symbolized that he has, he is resurrected with Christ.
他是一个新造的人。
He is a new person.
那么从今以后活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And from that point on, it's not him who is alive, but he is with Christ.
所以神不单叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So God not only caused us to be alive with Christ.
然后我们看第六节的时候，
Let's look at verse 6.
他也叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He said, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms.
然后如果我们看英文圣经的话，
As we look in the English translation,
英文跟中文有点不一样。
There is a difference in translation between the Chinese and the English.
英文有时候我们看到那个字的时候，我们就知道是已经发生了的事情，或者是现在或者将来。
You can look at an English word and know that if it is present, is it past, present, or in the future.
如果你看第五节的话，
If you look at verse 6,
那三个动词都是过去式。
The verbs used were in the past tense.
也就是说。已经发生了，这些事情已经发生了。
Which means this has already taken place.
我们看到英文里面就是说如果你看这个 King James 的话，就是 quicken 或者 raise 或者 seated 就是有 ed 就是已经过去的事情。
You see that all three verbs are in the past tense.
所以当一个人接受耶稣的时候，圣经讲他已经重生了。
So the Bible said when a man received Jesus Christ, then he has been born again.
然后他与基督一同复活过来。
He was raised with Christ.
那么最后他与基督一同坐在天上。
And he is seated with him in heaven.
所以我们发觉到这些事情已经都是过去的。
So we know that this all has happened.
换句话说, 一个相信耶稣得救的人, 已经重生, 已经复活, 已经与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
In another words, a person who believes in Christ has already been resurrected, he has been raised up, and he also has been seated with Christ in heaven.
那么我们就想这怎么可能的事情?
Then you say, how can this be possible?
主耶稣在2000年前已经复活升天了。
Jesus Christ has already resurrected 2,000 years ago, and he has ascended into the sky.
并且坐在, 神的右边,
he has already been seating next to God.
那么我们在这里怎么可能的事情呢?
So how is this possible?
怎么可以跟耶稣基督一同坐在,
So how could we have been seated there with him in heaven?
所以第六节讲到的一同复活和一同坐在天上是指我们的地位。
What is talking about in verse 6 is talking about our position.
虽然复活跟耶稣基督坐在天上是将来的事情,
even though resurrection and seating with him in heaven is going to happen in the future,
但是在地位上我们已经复活已经跟耶稣坐在天上了。But
our position before God is that we have already been raised up and we have already been sitting in heaven with him.
比如说圣经里面讲到我们是基督徒是天国的公民。
For example, the Bible said we are the citizens of heaven.
但是我们还在这里，我们还没有到天上去。
But we are here on earth physically. We haven't been to heaven yet.
但是圣经讲我们已经是天国的公民。
But the Bible said we are already citizens of heaven.
这个就是代表我们在地上，在天上的地位。
And it just represents our position in heaven.
所以这个是神给我们的保障。
So this is God's guarantee for us.
我们已经与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上了。We
have already been raised with Christ and seated with Christ.
所以跟耶稣基督坐在天上是一个很特别的一个特权。It
is a great privilege to be able to sit with Christ in heaven.
所以当主耶稣还没有被卖那个晚上的时候。So
before Christ was betrayed that night.
那么耶稣就跟门徒一起吃饭。
He was having dinner with his disciples.
圣经讲到有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，赤身挨进耶稣的怀里。
It says that one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him.
所以这位门徒坐得很靠近耶稣。
This disciple was sitting real close to Christ.
他坐在耶稣的旁边。He
was sitting next to Jesus.
这个显示耶稣 眼中对这位门徒的地位。
It just showed the special position this disciple has in Jesus.
所以同样的，因为基督徒能够与基督一同复活，坐在天上，显示神对我们那种眼中的地位。
Similarly, as a Christian can be raised with Christ and be seated with him in heaven, shows the special position we have in God's eyes.
因为神丰富的怜悯,
because of his great mercy,
所以当我们还在死在过犯中的时候,
when we were dead in transgression,
祂使我们得到这个重生的生命,
he gives us this new life,
祂叫我们与基督一同复活过来, 一同坐在天上,
and he calls us to raise up with Christ and seated with Christ.
所以神为我们所做的一切,
so what God has done for us
是有他的目的的,
has his purpose.
他的目的就是在第七节。
And the purpose is mentioned in verse 7.
这里讲到神为我们所做的要将他既丰富的恩典就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的慈爱显明给后来的世代看。
It says in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, express it in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
所以神丰富的怜悯的作为是要显示给将来的世代看。
So his incomparable mercy is for us to show to the coming ages.
就是让别人看到神丰富的恩典。
It's for others to see God's great mercy and grace.
所以当这个 John Newton 写这个奇异恩典的时候
，So when John Newton wrote Amazing Grace，
啊，他写这首诗歌的时候就是数算神的恩典。
As he wrote this song, his purpose is to count God's blessings.
啊，这首诗歌讲到神怎样把他从罪恶中拯救出来。
It talks about how God has lifted him from sin.
啊 ，John Newton 这个人是出生一个在一个很不幸福的家庭里面。
John's family background is one of a unfortunate environment.
那么从十一岁的时候，他就必须跟父亲在船上工作。
From a young age of 11 years old, he has to work on the ship with his father.
所以在船上工作的时候，他经常都给别人欺负。
So as he was working on the ship, he was being mistreated.
所以生活非常非常的困苦。
It was a very hard life.
啊，如果看 John Newton 的身体的时候，他是一个不很好的一个孩子。
If you look at John Newton's biography, you know that he was not a very nice child.
他又赌又喝，满口粗言粗语。
He drinks, he gambles, and he has a lot of bad language, foul language.
但是后来他认识了神。
But later, he come to know God.
神借着他丰富的怜悯，把他从那个过犯中拯救出来。
And according to God's mercy, he lifted him from sin.
所以当他经历到神的怜悯和恩典的时候，他写了这首诗歌《奇异恩典》。
So as he experienced God's grace, he wrote this song, The Amazing Grace.
这首诗歌已经200多年了。
This song is about 200 years old.
不少的人受到这首诗歌的影响。
Quite a number of people were influenced by this hymn.
也不少的基督徒唱这首诗歌来赞美神的恩典。
And quite a few Christians sing this hymn to praise God's grace.
那么奇异恩典啊，在今天这本诗歌里面还在这本诗歌里面。
We have it in our church hymnal.
我念两节给你们听。
I'm going to read two verses for you.
奇异恩典何等甘甜
！Amazing grace, how sweet the sound！
我罪已得赦免，前我是长。
That saved a wretch like me, I once was lost.
今我寻回瞎眼，今得看见。
But now am found, was blind, but now I see.
如此恩典使我敬畏。
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear,
使我心得安慰
and grace my fears relieved.
初信之时既蒙恩惠
How precious did that grace appear!
真是何等宝贵
The hour I first believed.
那么有一次，一位做母亲的就恳求。拿破仑哦，你们知道拿破仑是谁啊？他是一位王帝。
There once was a mother who came and pleaded with Napoleon.
那么他就恳求这个拿破仑这位王帝来宽恕他儿子所犯的过犯。
He pleaded for pardon of a crime that his son has committed.
那么这位王帝就对这位母亲说。
So this king told his mother.
他说你的孩子已经犯了两次法。
He said your son has committed this crime twice.
依照法律，他必须被处死。
So according to the law, he must be put to death.
那么这位母亲就对皇帝说。
So this mother told this king.
我不是要求什么公道。
He said I am not asking for justice.
我是向你要求怜悯。
I am asking for mercy.
王帝就对这位母亲说。
So this king told her.
但是你的儿子不配得到怜悯。
He said your son is not worth the mercy.
那么这位母亲就对王帝说。
So this mother replied.
他说如果他配得你的怜悯的话。
He said if he is worth your mercy.
这就不是怜悯。
Then it is not mercy at all.
我所求的就是怜悯。
What I'm asking for is mercy.
那么这位王帝就对这位母亲说。
And so the king said to her.
好，我就怜悯他。
Okay, I will have mercy on him.
所以这位儿子的生命就得到保住了。
And so his life was saved.
所以神怜悯我们。
So God have mercy on us.
不是因为我们有什么好处。
It's not because we are good in any way.
因为是他的恩典。
But it is because of his grace.
这个就是下个星期我们要看的。
And this is what we're going to look at next week.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你把生命赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us life.
我们也感谢你，因为你怜悯我们。
We thank you because you have mercy on us.
我们没有什么好的东西。
We don't have anything good.
但是你爱我们。
But you loved us.
这全是你的丰富的恩典。
And it showed us your great grace.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.